We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's start with Zach Wheeler. I want to start with him because when it was announced that him and the Phillies have agreed on a contract extension, there were two takeaways I had. Number one was, okay, that hurts the free agent class of starting pitchers for next year. You just lost a guy. You lost a potential target. And Zach Wheeler, even a couple of years older, would have been a very good target, considering he's one of the most reliable starting pitchers in baseball, which is amazing. I would say that since 2018, if you were making a list of the most reliable starting pitchers in all of Major League Baseball, it would start with Gerrit Cole. And I think the guy who would be number two would be Zach Wheeler. I think at times Walker Buehler was up there, but now he's hurt. I think a guy like Framber Valdez has been up there. But the truth is, Zach Wheeler goes out every single year, and it's really since 2019, and he makes just about every start. He made 31 starts for us in 2019. That was his walk year, and threw 195 innings. He made every start in 2020. Obviously, it was a shortened season. He made 32 starts in 2021, threw 213 innings, and finished second in the Cy Young voting. 2022 was a year where he missed a couple of starts. He made 26 starts, 153 innings, and then last year made 32 starts and threw 192 innings. That is reliability. And so I thought, A, that hurts the free agent class of starting pitchers. And then B, I thought to myself, screw Jeff Wilpon. That was the second thing that popped into my head. Screw the freaking Wilpons, because not re-signing Zach Wheeler after the 2019 season is the gift that keeps on giving. Not only do you have a division rival getting better, but the Mets for the last 4 years have searched for that reliability. We've gotten a little bit at times. Chris Bassett gave it to us a couple years ago. Jacob DeGrom gave it to us for the first half of 2021 before the injuries really started to pile up. And here we are kind of looking for that reliability now. And we're looking at this rotation that features so many Band-Aids, so many guys that will only be here for a year. Meanwhile, if the Mets had made the right decision in re-signing Zach Wheeler after the 2019 season, we're talking about rewriting Met history. And are you ready to feel sick? Because I'm going to give you a stat that's going to make you feel sick in relation to Zach Wheeler, his reliability, and the New York Mets since. I'm going to ask you a trivia question. So, Pete, since Zach Wheeler left after the 2019 season, so that's four full years of Met baseball without Zach, you got 20, 21, 22, 23. Do you know who's made the most starts for the New York Mets during that time period, if you had to guess?
I'm going to say, education-wise, DeGrom. He was there from 20, 21, and 22. So it had to be DeGrom.
No, it is not Jacob DeGrom. I mean, if it was Jacob DeGrom, I probably wouldn't even be giving the factoid.
True story.
It's not. The answer is, with 64 starts over that four-year period, the answer is David Peterson. David Peterson. Think about that for a second. David Peterson, who we sort of forget about because he's obviously going to start the season on the injured list, but David Peterson went out and made 9 starts in 20, 15 starts in 21, 19 starts in 22, and a year ago, he made 21 starts. During that time period, he's pitched to a 4.5 ERA. He's been the guy who's gone out there and has made the most starts since Zach Wheeler left. Do you know who's number two on that list after David Peterson?
If it's Tyler McGill, I might have to just like jump off a bridge.
No, but it's a guy who's not on the Mets anymore, and that answer is Cookie Carlos Carrasco. Carlos Carrasco, who I think when you think about Carlos Carrasco's tenure here, it'll be very mixed because he was here for parts of three seasons. His first year, he was a disaster. He made 12 starts in 21, and he was bad. He also had a lot of injuries throughout the season, so when he did pitch, it wasn't good, but he also missed a big chunk of time. He had a really good, solid 2022 when he made the 29 starts, and then last year, 2023, he was an abomination. So in the 61 starts that Carlos Carrasco made as a New York Met, he pitched to a 5.21 ERA. That's number two in total starts since Zach Wheeler left. And I'll end this little game by saying, who do you think number three is? You've already guessed Jake and Tyler McGill. And I'll give you a hint. This guy also is not on the New York Mets anymore.
And it's not one of those two guys I mentioned?
Well, it is not one of them. Tyler is still on the team. It is not Jacob DeGrom, no.
Taijuan Walker?
There you go. You nailed it. How about that?
Depressing.
Of course it's depressing. It is arguably one of the most depressing factoids I've ever heard. That since Zach Wheeler left and the Mets decided not to re-sign him, the three guys that have given you the most starts over a four-year period is David Peterson, who's not in the rotation and not even guaranteed to ever re-enter the rotation. Carlos Carrasco, who was pretty much a failure in the 3 years he was here. He's no longer around. And Taijuan Walker, who left after 2 years and signed with the Philadelphia Phillies. They have missed the reliability of Zach Wheeler. And look, that whole thing also says something about Jake, that unfortunately Jacob DeGrom was unable to take the baseball every fifth day. You know, in 2018, which was really Zach's breakout year with the Mets, DeGrom had that historical 170 ERA. And there was a time where Zach Wheeler was pitching almost as well as Jacob DeGrom in the second half of the year. And in 2019, Zach's last year here, Jake was also really reliable. And the Mets had themselves a really good 1-2 punch. 2020, Jake was fine, so I don't want to act like that didn't happen. But in 2021, he had the most dominant first half in the history of baseball, didn't pitch in the second half. In 2022, he didn't debut that season until, what was it, August against Atlanta. And obviously last year he wasn't here. So during that whole period of time, Jacob DeGrom only made 26 starts. That's compared to the 64 by David Peterson and the 61 by Carlos Carrasco and the 58 by Taijuan Walker. DeGrom made 20. Actually, I have to include the 12 from 2000. I can't leave that out. Made 38 starts, if we're being fair, which is still not even close to those other three guys. So unfortunately for Jake, he just didn't serve as reliability. What's the point of this exercise? Is it really just to depress us about Zach Wheeler? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is that was a mistake. And I think what's so frustrating about that mistake is, A, it's our division, obviously. It helped the Philadelphia Phillies. And B, it shouldn't have happened. And it only happened because of the ownership that we had. And Brody Van Wagenen made that douchey comment after Zach Wheeler took a shot at the Mets, but it was a fair shot, when Zach said, yeah, they're the Mets. You know, basically, yeah, they never really went after me, which is typical. That's essentially what Zach Wheeler said. And Brody turned it into, well, we're really happy that Zach Wheeler, with our help, was able to parlay a couple of decent halves into the contract he signed. And he has been a steal for the Philadelphia Phillies. And now we're going to have to deal with it for a few more years. So yes, it lessens the amount of arms in free agency next year, but it also reminds us of just the massive mistake that the New York Mets made.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.